Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Sunday, May 20th, 2007, as we broadcast the syndicated transmission all over the United States from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. I want to thank all our great AM/FM affiliates that do pick up the show, the growing list that are signing on. We're also on Global Shortwave and, of course, have the largest Internet audience publicly rated by Shoutcast and many other indices at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bigger than NPR Radio, National Online, bigger than Associated Press, bigger than USA Radio Network combined. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. And we only, it's like John Wayne said, no brag, just fact. Now, the alternative media is exploding. We are beginning in many forums and areas and genres to dwarf the mainstream media. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. My website is rated, just one of my websites, PrisonPlanet.com, is rated over 50,000 places above Bill O'Reilly's website. Prison Planet is rated over 20,000 places now above Rush Limbaugh. And we are closing in on the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen. Despite the fact that last week MySpace admitted that they censor PrisonPlanet.com bulletins and the word Prison Planet, this is an official admission by Rupert Murdoch's Fox-owned MySpace. They are censoring me. They're also trying to censor Ron Paul because they're trying to stop what Fox News, attacking myself and Ron Paul last week, said was viral spread of information. No, you're the virus, New World Order, fake liberals, fake conservatives. You really work for the big banks. You're here to pacify the public as we go into the New World Order. Your fraud is over. Your fraud is failing. The American people and the sleeping giant are rising. Hard enough tooting the old horn. Today, I may not take phone calls. I see the phones are already loading up without me even giving the phone number out. I can't do 2 hours without taking a few, so we will, let's say, in the last segment of each hour. I'll take some calls. If you want to hold, quick comments, kind of like radio graffiti, as I've heard it called. We'll give each person about 45 seconds or so. And that number is 877-590-5525 to give a chance for people that aren't regulars who load the phones up before the show even starts. 877-590-5525 or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. All right. Where to start here? It is just an unbelievable amount of news. The amnesty plan is total amnesty. What you're hearing on most mainstream news is disinfo. The media is being fed disinfo by the government. We have four senators on record who have seen the subsections of the still secret bill that the president and the Senate agreed on last week for total amnesty. But we have some of the subsections thanks to several different senators. We're going to go over those. It is a Z visa, which doesn't make you leave the country, lets you stay here unlimited and to bring in 11 of your family members. But it's worse than that. It's unlimited skilled and unskilled worker visas issued by Fortune 500 companies. If they request the foreign workers, it'll now be unlimited. And the good news is this cover-up got blown wide open. It is now public that not only is it total amnesty, but the Republicans and the Democrats, the leadership, the crooks, the people that work for the foreign corporations that have overthrown the country, we can still get it back if we just admit that. They have now been caught lying red-handed as usual. But there's something on top of this far worse. The AP and Reuters are reporting that over 20% of our troops in Iraq are illegal aliens who were legalized, predominantly from Latin America, Mexico. They're now expanding recruiting stations from Manila, Philippines, to Germany, to from Berlin, but mainly Mexico City. Foreign troops to make up our main troop formations. And now out of the AP, this is Friday, my friends. You're not going to hear this on the neocon talk shows. Okay, they're there to neutralize conservatives. Remember that and keep you from actually waking up to what's happening. Santa Fe Police Department looking into hiring Mexican nationals. Now, by the time they tell you about it, it's already happening. In fact, I pulled an article up from December of last year. U.S. military may recruit foreigners to serve. This is out of the Boston Globe. It was also in Christian Science Monitor. And then the next paragraph says they may expand. See, they tell you, oh, they may do it. That's spin. Oh, it hasn't happened yet. You read the next sentence, and it says, oh, it's already 20% of the troops in combat, but it's going to be even more now. And then, of course, will they be loyal to the country? Of course not. A clear sign of a oppressed domestic population. The Caesars, after the Roman Republic was overthrown, began bringing in foreign Visigoths, Goths, Austrogoths, Britons in to actually be the domestic police force to oppress the Roman citizenry. And by the way, they are following this to a T. Okay? So the same thing is happening. We'll go over that for you. And bottom line, amnesty opens the door for foreign occupation of the United States. But the good news is they try this every year, and the people block it. The problem, though, is that we already basically have amnesty. Associated Press has reported no ID card to get a bank account for illegal aliens. The cops don't arrest them for no insurance. It's on record. They are above the law. In fact, in Seattle, we now have the video, the raw video of it, on May Day parade this year up there when the illegals, remember 3 weeks ago, were out protesting for blanket amnesty. Anyone who came out with signs to protest them peaceably was arrested and put in paddy wagons. No First Amendment in America for the citizens. There is for the illegals. And by the way, I'm putting that in the film Endgame that I've almost completed about the North American Union and the New World Order. So, again, they are above the law on every front. So we'll cover that for you, the foreign police and military to rule over the American people. And that dovetails with a total disinfo piece. Well, the Seattle Times carried it. It was originally put in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Urban legend of North American Union feeds on fears. And they attack Ron Paul and Lou Dobbs and say they're liars. Folks, I have the four-year documents with the North American Union. It was signed in March 23rd, 2005 at Baylor University in Texas, just north of where I sit, an hour and a half from me, or roughly 90 miles away. And it's all on record, and we're inside of it right now. This is like the media saying that Washington, D.C. doesn't exist, or George Washington didn't exist, or Jesus didn't exist, or Ronald Reagan didn't exist. I mean, they are the article, but people read this and believe it. So, but they also mention that, you know, there's delusional people that say they're planning to get rid of the currency. I have the Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, CFR publication. This came out, the May-June issue. This is put out by the most powerful people in America, 2007, end of national currency. And it says North American Union, and they're getting rid of the dollar. About here. They say it's being implemented, and guaranteed it's a CFR member. I bet if you check either the editor or whoever gave the order to Philip Dine for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is CFR. Because they know the general public doesn't read elitist publications. I thought I'd play the new British Prime Minister, the guy that will be replacing Blair, Gordon Brown, calling for a one-world government, new world order. He just gave this last week. I have that. But here's the problem. How am I going to get to the foreign police are going to rule over us? How do I get to the foreign troops are going to rule over us? How do I get to this? You know, a few months ago I ranted and raved and people couldn't believe me. They go into schools unannounced and put guns to children's heads and say they're going to kill them. They do it to teachers who don't know. They literally have breakdowns and go into mental institutions in many cases. This is USA Today. Teachers stage fake gun attacks on children. That's a AP carried in USA Today. Here, Associated Press, teacher students panicked by fake gun drill at high school. Now, one was in Tennessee. This one's in Phoenix. They didn't even tell the teachers. This was last week. And I thought I'd go over that. I've interviewed the teachers where they come in the portable building, put guns to their heads, and say, I'm going to kill you, dressed up in camouflage. And, of course, it's all trauma-based mind control. It's all federally funded. But, see, you see this in your regional news and think, oh, it's an accident. Oh, the locals screwed up. No, we'll tell you later why they're doing that. Also, top FBI experts in the crime lab say that the single bullet theory killing JFK is a fraud. But the big news is Ron Paul and his fundraiser yesterday, and Ron Paul and the debates, and we happen to have his speech he gave. We'll be hearing some of that here. We also happen to have Fox News attacking myself and him earlier, and the attempt to knock him out of the debates, which we defeated. We'll cover Ron Paul when we get back in total detail. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.com is the site. Stay with us. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Oh. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. It is the 20th day of May, 2007. Right now, let's get into Congressman Ron Paul. Okay, you saw the debates earlier during the week on Fox television. Rudy Giuliani, we did time it out, got several minutes more than anybody else because of his relationship with the Pentagon, run Fox Network. And they had this whole setup to try to imply that Ron Paul was saying that America attacked itself. Because Fox has done TV programs trying to link him to 9/11 Truth. We're going to play that coming up in a few minutes. And yeah, Ron Paul on my radio show, which they've analyzed, has talked about our government staging terror attacks or claiming attacks have taken place, like Gulf of Tonkin in the past and others. You can find those articles and audio clips on my site. But he hasn't talked about 9/11 specifically. I interviewed him a few weeks ago and he talked about how there could be a staged provocation to get us into war with Iran. That's just part of the history books. We know this. We know this happens over and over again. They were trying to get him to talk about 9/11 truth. And he just simply talked about the 9/11 Commission report, and kind of the official whitewash version is that the occupation over there has stimulated hatred of the United States. Yeah, you don't see attacks happening on neutral Switzerland or attacks by the Muslim Al-Qaeda extremists who really don't exist outside of black ops. That is the big spectacular attacks, don't there? Are some real terrorists. Now, you don't see Japan getting attacked, and it's because they're not interventionist. That's why the Founding Fathers said don't do that. So they tried to twist that all. And then the Republican Party GOPAC chairman, Mr. Steele, right after the debate, said, I'm going to move to have him kicked out of the debates. And then they had a few Republican Party chairmen, namely one in Michigan, come out against Ron Paul on Thursday morning, and it came out on a newswire that they were going to move to have him barred from the debates, claiming he wasn't a conservative. No, he just has the most conservative voting record in congressional modern history, and Republican leadership has the opposite on that. I mean, look at the neocon public that still likes the war. They love Rudy, gun control, abortion. As long as he warmongers, they love him. I mean, it's real simple. Kill those babies, hand in those guns. Be on the Saudi payroll, we don't care. Just destroy America and we're happy. As long as we get to wrap ourselves in the plastic flag. It's the symbol we want, not the real thing. We don't want the responsibility of a real free country. And so they tried to kick him off the debates. We, my listeners, Thursday, launched the operation. Now over 30,000 signatures have been gained on the three different petitions that are out there on one petition site alone. We know that we gave the RNC's phone number out. You called. You took action. It was locked down, and Friday afternoon, they had the chairman come out and say, okay, we're not calling for him to be barred from the debate that's coming up in a month or so, and we're not calling to block Congress from Ron Paul. We're backing off. HBO's Bill Maher was endorsing him by the end of it. The View was saying he was the man by Friday morning. It went supernova, and now it backfired on them. They tried to attack him, demonize him, lie about him, bar him, and now, I mean, he's always been a household name with people who are informed and educated, libertarians, real conservatives, paleo-conservatives, and even the anti-war crowd, some of the true left. Now he's becoming a household name everywhere. He won all the major MSNBC polls, one of them by 94%. He was winning all night until they closed the poll with the text polls with the debates earlier this week, and he was winning by 33%. They closed it magically. He slipped to second place, Mitt Romney winning. But the guy that Fox News for a whole day afterwards put on their website, I have screenshots of it, as the winner, Rudy Giuliani, with a fake number. They knew what they were doing, folks. Rudy Giuliani was a far third place with 15 percentage points. But again, he's anti-gun, pro-open border. Rupert Murdoch has been involved with this campaign. He's backing Giuliani, and on the other hand, Hillary having fundraisers for and advising her. So that's why you got those two, and anybody else is going to be in trouble. But again, CNN, all of them, it's all run by the same crowd. I don't want you to get the idea that I'm saying Fox is particularly, worse than like when we were fighting Germany, you'd have, there were three or four government channels that posed as free market, non-controlled channels. And whereas one might be more vitriolic and cartoonish, there were others that were still right controlled, just targeting a more highbrow audience, like National Petroleum Radio. It's not liberal. NPR is the most sick, disgusting New World Order propaganda I've ever heard. But it's all slickly packaged, snake-like, salesman jobs, so it works. But Ron Paul got questioned yesterday before he went into the press conference by InfoWars.com's own Aaron Dykes about the New World Order. Do we have time to play this clip before the break or play it after? Let's go ahead and roll a clip of the press conference as InfoWars reporter Aaron Dykes asked Ron Paul about the New World Order. And then Ron Paul tears into George Bush Sr., is officially kicking it off. He gets into the dollar plunging, the American empire stalling, how the elites are basically strip mining us. Just incredible two-minute soundbite from Ron Paul. Here it is.
Is there a plan for a new world order, a one-world government, and how do we stop it? Well, I think even our first President Bush said that the New World Order was in tune, and that's what they were working for. The UN is part of that government. They're working right now very significantly for a North American Union. That's why there's a lot of people in Washington that don't care too much about our borders. They have a philosophic belief that national sovereignty is not important. It's also the reason I have made very strong suggestion that we need not be in the United Nations for our national security.
What do you think about our borders and immigration policy?
Our borders have been totally neglected. We worry more about the borders between North and South Korea and between Iraq and Syria than we do about our own.
Absolutely.
Just recently, a bunch of our border guards were picked up and sent and enticed to go over to Iraq. It's insane. I mean, we should have more border guards, and the only way you can afford it and get the personnel is bring our troops home, worry about ourselves. We don't even have the money to find this world empire that we operate under. We have to borrow almost $3 billion a day just to pay for the war and our extravagance. And we borrow it from none other than China and Japan. I mean, we don't even have enough wealth produced in this country to finance the amount of spending that we have. And it will come to an end, and I think most Americans realize it. Middle-class Americans and poor Americans have already suffered the consequences. Their standard of living has already started down. Those who are doing well know deep down in their heart they're doing it on borrowed money. And that is going to come to an end. It's also the reason I emphasize the importance of sound money. If you allow governments, any time throughout all of history, to print money, they always print too much and they destroy the
money.
Our dollar is worth 4 cents of what it was when the Federal Reserve was created.
Now, those are all incredibly hardcore issues. Did you know, and he's Ron Paul's being conservative, that's a three-year-old number. It's now 1.5 cents. Okay? In the last, since 1913, when the private banks hijacked the government, took over the Federal Reserve, well, set it up, take over the Treasury, they have debased it from $1, that amount translated into gold or silver. Folks, they have now debased it down to 1.5 cents. He's using old numbers, being conservative. And you tell the average yuppie that, who thinks they know it all, live in a $1 million house, all borrowed, all leveraged, all show, they'll just laugh at you because they're trained to do that. Because they've been generation after generation of not having to go through any hardship. And, again, foreign corporations came in, they took over our government, they leveraged our wealth, literally set up high taxation to then transfer our wealth into international combines. And they're getting ready to pop the bubble. Now, if we expose that they're behind it, they may have to back off popping the bubble. I'm literally desperately trying to stop them, and we may be able to. Now, when we get back, I'm going to get into the censorship of Ron Paul. And we even saw that right here in Austin, Texas, from the national down to the local. As above, so below, as the New World Order says. We'll be right back.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grape seed skin, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Thank you very much. This is a bit overwhelming, believe me. It's wonderful. You know, a few months ago, matter of fact, somebody this evening told me that last summer he suggested I do this, and I was very, very reluctant, and I hinted in no way that I was planning to do it, nor did I really want to do it. And a few months after that, then others came to me, and they kept talking about it. And the truth is, I have been very, very reluctant, and it wasn't that I was reluctant about our message, because I think our message is powerful. But I really wasn't sure whether I was the right person to do it, and eventually I said, yes, I will. We'll see, and we'll find out if there's anybody out there. I think of the people who believe in true freedom in the way I think of the remnant. And evidently, you know, they say the remnant was out there, and nobody could count them, and they didn't know where they were, and you can't find them. But the remnant will find you and find us. So it looks to me like the remnant is large and growing.
All right, that is Congressman Ron Paul last night from the Bob Bullock Texas History Museum. Really nice place. I go watch IMAX films next door there occasionally. And I want to go over some of the things that happened there last night. I was up till about 3 in the morning last night working on the video that you just heard the audio from. I didn't go to the event because, frankly, it would have been a major distraction. And I'm actually trying to get Ron Paul elected president, not there trying to do the opposite. That's why I was really honored, but that goes to you, the audience, when he was on about 3 weeks ago on my syndicated weekday show that we're doing. And he's out of the blue said, your show has been the greatest amount of support. It has been the majority of the support we've gotten all across the country, including donations. And that goes to you, listeners. Ron Paul on record with that hour-long interview. So that's frankly why I didn't go, because Ted Anderson, that owns the Genesis Network that syndicates this show in association with MS Communications, he was so well-known that everybody was coming up to him, and that became a distraction. Some of the other talk show hosts with the network I'm affiliated with came down, and it was really great. Ted was down here from Minnesota. I was shocked to learn, because I've been to other fundraisers there, and I've been to other events, and I've been at the museum right as they're starting fundraisers. It's a big place to have political events. You see the news cameras. You see the cameras in there. The museum told people, it's the state of Texas, owns it and runs it, but it was founded, a lot of it with Enron money and other stuff, Ken Lay, that, hey, we don't, you're not allowed to have any cameras here. You're not allowed to have media here. You're not allowed to, KLBJ can't come here and do a live broadcast from here with Kenny Romeyer. Well, I think they ended up working something out. I know they did interview Ron Paul. Ron Paul had to do his press conference outside, and they were even telling the cameraman, because my cameraman was there, I didn't go, that don't show the state of Texas building, don't show the star, you're not allowed to videotape that. And the media was saying, but it's public. And they go, oh, no, the state owns this. So it was really Ron Paul was not treated very nicely by the folks that put that on. And listen, this isn't about petty stuff. We've got the borders wide open, the dollar imploding. I really wrestled with telling these stories. I'm going to leave it there. It gets a lot worse, folks. I'm going to leave it right there. Imagine 1,000 people there. They sold close to 800 tickets. A couple hundred were guests. 1,000 people for a fundraiser, $100 a plate. And the place is completely jam-packed with overflow. And Ron Paul, the most conservative voting record in Texas, is treated like dog meat. He's treated like crap. By the state of Texas. Now, what do you expect? In fact, we had a vote rescue thing, an event there that I had reporters at, and they would come up and look at the press passes and go, get out, get out, get out. But wait, we signed up, we're press. Just get out. You're not allowed to be here. By the way, my cameraman was singled out. He had an InfoWars press pass. He was told, get out. By then, they capitulated and let media in, but not InfoWars. Hey, stupids. I had 4 people there, okay, under other passes. You're not going to stop me if I want something, okay? So you didn't stop us. You didn't frustrate us. You got our decoy, okay? And my guy was like, you really think you're going to stop me? I go, you're InfoWars, brother. The state of Texas is. Wasn't Ron Paul's people. The reason I tell this story is because Yahoo, MySpace, MSNBC, all of them, at first, wouldn't, Newsweek, is a website, wouldn't show Ron Paul of the 10 candidates in the last month. We had to give out phone numbers, have people lobby, call. Then Yahoo tried to say he wasn't a real candidate. Then they had the MSNBC debate 3 weeks ago. Ron Paul won every poll. He won all of them by over 80%, one of them by 94%. 30-something thousand respondents, he had 94%. That was a IP address, one vote. That is somewhat scientific. And they're going to say, oh, people vote multiple times. No, it sees IP addresses. I tried to vote to test it. You vote once, it says you've already voted. Now, then I went to the office and voted, but that was separate. But the point is that it's an IP address situation. And so he won that. He's winning, he's winning, he's winning, he's winning. And then Fox News gets up and says, let's throw him off the debates. The head of GOPAC, the big Republican political action committee, says, let's throw him off. Sean Hannity on Fox News that night said, I'm going to go vote against him. Everybody go vote against him. I have that on tape. Electioneering against Ron Paul. And then you see it right here locally. No, you can't have local radio stations. No, you can't have even local Fox Center, local KI. No, and of course, they kind of protested and got in. They made some phone calls. I learned about this yesterday morning, that because I called the head Ron Paul guy, local guy, and he said, yeah, man, every people sneak a camera, and they're telling us no cameras allowed. And I said, what do you mean? I go, I've been to events. They don't bar cameras. He goes, I know. They've even barred KLBJ. See, that's the top, because they're scared to death of Ron Paul. So we have the entire 18-minute speech that Ron Paul gave. We're not going to air the whole thing. We're going to air a lot of it. And we're going to air it right here coming up next hour. Okay? Also, the head of the museum staff was running around making 9-11 truthers with 9-11 inside job or investigate 9-11 shirts take them off or they couldn't come in. See, that's like the Capitol during the State of the Unions when Cindy Sheehan tried to wear a shirt with the number of dead. She took her jacket off, had it on. They arrested her, manhandled her, slammed her head in the ground. Of course, they had to apologize later because this is still America, okay? And see, it's this mentality everywhere. Oh, you can't wear that T-shirt. Oh, you can't wear a shirt saying the number of dead. Oh, you're in the shopping mall wearing a Peace on Earth shirt. We think it's an anti-war shirt. We're going to arrest you. Oh, you can't go protest illegal aliens. I have video now, not just somebody getting his face slammed in, but I've confirmed through the press that in Seattle on the May Day demonstrations by the illegal aliens wanting amnesty, that if you had a peaceful sign saying no to amnesty, you were arrested. And if you argued, folks, the cops slammed your face in the concrete. I mean split foreheads, folks. I mean teeth loosened. We got video of blood jetting from faces. Hey, I'm allowed to protest. This is America. Ah, get him down. Bam, boy. Blood just pouring out of Americans' faces, you see. Oh, you can't have that 9/11 shirt. Oh, you can't protest illegal aliens. Oh, if you say global warming isn't real, it's like Holocaust denial. It needs to be illegal. It's trying to pass laws right now. You see? Now, I don't particularly like a lot of things Cindy Sheehan has to say. I'm against the war, but not for some of the reasons she is. I mean, I think she's way to the extreme left. I don't agree with a lot of anti-gun, all that stuff. But still, I agree with her. Even if I disagree with her on the war, I'd be for her wearing that shirt. This is America. This is the United States. And if a senator wanted to have her there as a guest, that's the senator's guest. They're allowed to have two guests. And you had Republicans in there wearing shirts that were pro-war. Folks, if you lose, when you start losing that First Amendment, it's all over. So that's why I'm here to talk about this. And you know what? We're going to air his speech. You know how many tens of thousands of dollars it takes to rent that place? The state of Texas, you go put hard money down. A congressman, his campaign goes in there, and he's treated like dirt. That's because they're scared to death of him. That's why they're censoring him everywhere. That's why they censor PrisonPlanet.com and admit it. Rupert Murdoch admits it censored off MySpace when you try to send the bulletins. Because in Fox News' words, we're spreading virally. And that clip's coming up next. Then we'll take some calls.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We are going to take your calls, maybe even in this segment, but definitely in the next hour. Toll-free, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or 836-0590. If you're listening to the station we broadcast out of here in Central Texas, News Radio 590, KLBJ. It's also a message board up on the KLBJ website, 590KLBJ.com. You want to go up there and post stuff. I may actually read some of those coming up in the next hour if I have time. Some of the other news, they've got mainstream news articles trying to deny that there's even a North American Union. So I thought I'd go over that and debunk their propaganda out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Also, the new British Prime Minister, or soon-to-be new Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, calls for one world government, new world order. We'll play an audio clip of that. Hybrid embryos get go-ahead. This out of the London Guardian as they legalize cross-species animal-human cross entities, creating new life forms. Also, Blair tipped to be the new World Bank president. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. These people are complete puppets. It doesn't matter who's in there. It's the system itself. Now, Mexican cops to come to the U.S. and be police officers. They want to start recruiting Mexican cops to police the American people. For those that haven't spent time in Mexico, folks, it's not uncommon to see a Mexican cop stumbling around with a whiskey bottle, shaking families down. I guess that's basically what's going to end up. I mean, I'm not kidding. I have been shook down by Mexican cops. I remember being a little kid. My parents liked to go scuba diving, you know, down in Yucatan back when nobody was down there. And I remember being just, I've been all over Mexico. And, I mean, they just pull you over and go, give me money. I've been on tour buses. They pull the guy over, demand money off him. The American way, baby. And, in fact, Trey, what do you think about the idea of having Mexican troops policing the United States, Associated Press? You like that?
I think I'm going to get shook down quite a bit, probably.
Well, hell, I mean, they're going to train our cops how to behave. Our cops are pretty close to that now, I guess, a lot of them. Well, actually, our police are wonderful compared to Mexican cops.
You already see, I mean, Austin cops already bust out the whole riot gear just for, you know, just going down on 6th Street or something. I mean, every cop around here has a SWAT vest and a...
Yeah, but that's one thing. I mean, militarization of police is bad and it's federalization, and we all know that. But, I mean, folks, Mexican cops. I mean, down there, if you got money, they just throw you in the jail and suck $100,000 out of your family. I mean, I know people it's happened to. I mean, you're a Texan. You know how legendary the Mexican
look at dog.
Yeah,
they put him in jail.
They don't. I mean, they don't play games, folks. Santa Fe Police Department is trying to recruit Mexicans from Mexico to be their cops. And hell, the military is. Why not? You know, why not be total slaves here? Getting back to Ron Paul, and I'm done talking about until the next hour, and I'll play some of his speech. They are scared to death of him. There is massive concerted effort to censor him. And Thursday morning, we put this out, May 17th. It's now the 20th. Action alert. Keep Ron Paul in the debate. Neocon Republican elite seek to silence frontrunner. Sign the petition at thepetitiononline.com. RonPaul.com/petition.html. Ours has gotten, I don't know, close to 15,000. I forget. I haven't looked at it in a while. And there's a couple other petitions at over 10,000 apiece out there, too. So 30,000 plus petitions. And then we did shut down the GOPAC and the RNC. They took the contact info off their websites. Do what, Trey?
Nothing. That was a technical
difficulty. Oh, I thought you were trying to talk to me. No, jump in anytime you want. Trey wasn't talking to me on air. He's been talking to his girlfriend. Actually hit the button. Say hi to Amanda. I'm glad she's up here. She's volunteering. Talk about corporate downsizing. Volunteering to call screen up here. So sweet of her. She is so nice and smart. Speaking of censorship at her own newspaper. Uh-oh, she's hiding behind the monitors.
She's getting nervous now, huh?
At her own newspaper at the college. Quite a ride. Amanda, you want to come over on the mic and tell folks about it? Never mind. I'm not going to put you on the spot. Someday if you want to do it. I'm just joking. Okay, she's in there screening calls.
Yeah, she's using the call as an excuse.
All right, I'm really getting diverted now off topics here, but that's just some of the news that is coming up. But right now, let me play this clip. Now, it's like 6 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing as we analyze this propaganda. This is the fake neocon, the vampire albino. Nothing against albino, folks. He's just a vampire albino. Up on Fox News with the Gibson's big story. The big outrage, and he's got Michelle Malkin, who writes books about how we need to put everybody in concentration camps. I mean, I've interviewed her. She writes books titled The Case for Internment and the rest of it, and how we need to butcher the Bill of Rights and everything else. I used to defend her like 10 years ago before she went total neocon. Worse than Ann Coulter when it comes to, again, fake conservatives. They're not real conservatives. They're there to give you clown-like analysis. Everything's funny. Laugh at the dumb liberals. I cry at the dumb liberals, and I cry at the dumb mainline conservatives. And they demonize Ron Paul, and they demonize me, and they say, oh, he should be barred from the debates because he goes on the Alex Jones show. Here it is. And we're just going to play this from near the end. Go ahead.
Ron Paul really has no business being on stage as a legitimate representative of Republicans, because the 9/11 truth virus is something that infects only a very small proportion of people that would identify themselves as conservative.
Okay, that's just part of the clip, just the danger of playing these things off YouTube. Actually, I'll give you a CD. Let's play that whole thing. There's more to that clip, Trey. If we have to, we can. Looks like a 3-alarm fire in there. If we have to, we can play it off. I think I did bring a CD down here, didn't I? For that, or maybe we'll play that later. Then she goes on to say that this evil virus must be stopped, and Ron Paul. But by the way, Ron Paul actually has talked about government-sponsored terror on my show, the declassified ones. He says the government could stage attacks to get into Iran. He has not said 9/11 is an inside job. Okay, so this is a misrepresentation. Here it is. With the East German equipment in there. Lydia used to joke around and say that in there. Look, it's all right, guys. If it's not going to work, we don't have to play it. It's up on the prison. Yeah. Oh, the computer locked up. Well, we all know how computers are. My God, it's bad, though, when there's a computer virus in your ventilator when you're on your deathbed, though. That would be a really serious problem. But no, we are going to play that clip as soon as that works. But the good news here is we did have the action alert. We did get out the tens of thousands of signatures. We did get the tens of thousands of phone calls in. We even shut down some national talk shows that we targeted, like Hannity and others. In fact, we have audio of those clips where caller after caller called him out as a fake conservative, not a real conservative. And all of this dovetails in with a massive push for blanket amnesty that is coming up on Monday. Bush just announces on Wednesday, hey, we've come to an agreement. There's been months of secret negotiations, even in secret, between the leadership of the House and the Senate, and between the Republican and Democratic leadership of the Senate, and we're going to have the amnesty plan, but it's not an amnesty. But it's secret. In fact, it's over 1,000 pages, and you can't read it. You can't see it until it's already been voted on. Now, where did we see this before? With the Patriot Act, it was Ron Paul that blew the whistle on this. They didn't release it after the fact. They released it 25 minutes before to committee chairmen. And then they rammed it through, and much of it had nothing to do with fighting terrorists and everything to do with turning American people into terrorists and claiming under Section 802 of H.R. 3162, passed October 27, 2001, and in the dead of night at 12:30 in the morning. That reminds me of everything else that's going on where they tell us that we can't see and that we can't know what our government's doing on 100 other issues. In fact, remember Sentra, the Spanish-owned company with 8,000 miles of toll roads on existing and new roads in Texas? Remember 2005 agreement in 2006 last year? The Attorney General and others had to file suit back on Sentra, and they filed suit on the state saying an agreement between a foreign company and an unelected bureaucracy, TxDOT, was secret. I mean, it's not just that it's secret from the Congress. You can't see the bill. Well, who's writing it then? It's not just that it's secret from the Senate of the American people. Now, toll road deals are secret. So last night, it was about 12:30 at night. I was working on the Ron Paul clips and a film I'm making. I was working on a part of the documentary, Endgames, about the toll roads. So I just randomly typed in. I thought, I bet if toll road deals are secret in Texas, I bet they're secret everywhere. And I just typed in toll road deal secret. And it was in Australia, and it was in Ohio, and it was in Texas, and it was in England. And they just come in and literally buy, not the legislatures now, they do something far worse. They come right in, and they buy the agency. So senators have had to pull a lot of strings just to get subsections of the bill on amnesty, and the American people aren't allowed to see it. Now they're trying to pass this on Monday, and so we need to shut their phone lines down as well, congressionally. Now, I did try to call Thursday and Friday on this bill, and the phones are always busy. You get through the switchboard, then you give me Arlen Specter's office, give me Senator Hagel's office, give me Senator Grassley's office, give me Senator Boxer's office. And I don't just tell you to call, I call, and beep, 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 it is busy. All right, we will come back with a clip, thanks to computers, and we'll play that, then we'll take your calls, then we'll play part of Ron Paul's speech that our spies have to get out.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks.